Well, hello everyone out there in music video land. Welcome to This Week in Music Videos, brought to you by your super good friends at the Internet Music Video Database. I am Doug Klinger. I work on the Internet Music Video Database. I have several t-shirts with the words IMVDB printed on them, more than anyone in the world. And because of that, I host this podcast about music videos that have come out this past week. I think the thing we should do on this podcast is say what the date is. This is July 9th, 2015. I did not just have to pull my phone out to find that out. And we're going to talk about music videos from the week of July 9th. And with me to talk about these music videos is, of course, North of the Wall from Fringe Music Fix, Adam Alexander. Adam, what's poppin'?
It's all popping tonight, Doug. I'm wearing my IMVDB t-shirt as well. I've not taken it off for 8 months since nice. You sent it to me.
It's essentially your skin.
It is now point. My skin.
It's good to know that it's popping over there. That's great. There's some... We're going to talk about music videos, like always. Like we've done in 160 previous episodes. This is the 161st. I had a lot of trouble with that word earlier in the evening, but I've nailed it that time. Really proud of myself.
161 takes.
Yeah, it took, right. That's why we've done so many episodes, because I just kept doing retakes and putting out the bad takes, just releasing them as podcasts. So anyway, let's talk about some stuff. But, you know, before we dig into some of the cool music videos that have been released this week, there's a bit of music video news that we should talk about. That's often what we do at the beginning of this show. We talk about music video news. And the music video news we're going to start with pertains to Facebook. Facebook has been trying to get up in the video game. And by that I mean in sharing videos. They don't want to get into a video game. Adam, would you like to get into a video game?
I would like to, and actually we're going to talk about a music video later, which is a music video for a movie in which people get into a video game, literally.
Holy shit, I didn't even do that on purpose, but
great. So maybe after the news, we'll just transition right into that.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, well, hold on. We're doing the transition about 5 minutes early, but that's cool. So Facebook, in the past several months has really been, like we said, cranking up their video hosting. We've talked about this kind of on the podcast before. There has been music videos that have premiered on Facebook before, and it didn't make sense to us at the time. We always viewed Facebook as a place where you can share videos, but not necessarily where you're going to host them. But Facebook is trying to prove us wrong. Directly trying to prove us wrong. They took us saying that as a challenge. And, you know, through autoplay and, you know, and kind of force feeding you videos on Facebook now, they've seen significantly more views in terms of, and they're now sharing view counts on Facebook. So Facebook's in the video world, and now they're in the music video world, because they are reported, according to this Business Insider tech blog post, which is a website called Business Insider, Facebook is reportedly in talks to bring music videos to the news feed. And I know what you're thinking, there's music videos in my news feed all the time. Do you think that, Adam? Do you think there's music videos in your news feed all the time?
I think, yeah, definitely, especially with the music video type of friends that I have. Right. I do often see some music videos.
Sure, but the way it's reportedly being changed, or Facebook's looking at changing it, is they're going to be putting music videos in your news feed, whether one of your friends shared it or not, or whether you like an artist who shared it or a fan page that shared it. They're now going to be putting music videos in newsfeed that of just whoever they choose, according to this article, right? Is that what they're kind of going with here?
Yeah, the gist of what I got from it was that the record labels would select the music videos that would be essentially crammed into your newsfeed.
Right, and apparently they're going to Apparently, Facebook is also offering additional revenue than what Vevo is currently offering, and what YouTube is currently offering. They're apparently claiming to offer more money to the labels, which is interesting. I mean, all of this information is coming just from this one Business Insider article so far. But Adam, you've seen other blogs and such kind of talking about this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It was also the, which is appropriate, it was the trending topic on Facebook the day that this was announced.
Interesting. Is that where you found out about it?
That is where I found out. It was right in there between Bill Cosby and Jared from Subway.
Oh, jeez. What a great mixture. So, this is weird. This is gonna. To me, this is like the Facebook autoplay feature. To me, all it does is generate completely empty views. People aren't on Facebook much more than they were before Facebook was doing the autoplay, and you know, maybe it incentivizes people to click it and maybe start it over and play the audio, because Facebook's autoplay doesn't play audio. But if you don't, and it just plays that, and you don't watch it, that still counts as a view in Facebook's metrics. And so, like, if it's a revenue move, that's good. But, like, I don't think it's actually going to bring more eyes to music videos. What it might end up doing is, for some artists, it might end up, like, getting them to put a bunch of, like, flash and, like, interesting stuff in the first 10 seconds of the video to try to get you to, like, get your attention. Just, like, put butts in the first 10 seconds of the music video, or explosions, or just, like, action in general. And, you know, just try to, like, catch people's eye, like, catch Facebook's viewers' eyes as they scroll through their newsfeed. This is the type of thing that I kind of anticipate potentially coming from having music videos constantly autoplaying in your timeline that you didn't choose to have there.
Yeah, I can't, you know, Doug, I can't see this catching on. I can't see the autoplay videos being a thing that's going to continue to move along with Facebook. I don't know anyone that loves this feature and that just wants, like, you know, them to, like, expand on this and put all kinds of things that they don't want to see into the autoplay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird idea.
Yeah, it is really interesting. And frustrating, you know, we on IMDb, we only currently support YouTube and Vimeo embeds because they have, you know, for several reasons, one of which, when we made that decision, Facebook wasn't providing view counts, but and so, you know, it was important for us to get that view data in the videos we were including in the database. But, you know, who knows? Like, if this does happen, and like, people are trying to gobble up music videos right now and play them and be exclusive for them and put walls around them on the internet, and that's, like, what a whole bunch of people are trying to do. And so, you know, Facebook's trying to get in the video game, and it's been proven, like, music videos are the type of videos that people are watching on the internet. So if Facebook really wants people to get in, like, if Facebook really wants to, like, double down in the music video game, or excuse me, in the video hosting world, you know, it makes sense for them to look at music videos as something that they want to bring to the platform, because that's what people are watching. You know, there are 5 videos on the internet now with a billion views, and they're all music videos. 2 of them happened this week. And that was Katy Perry, Roar, and Blank Space by Taylor Swift. And so, you know, music videos are where it's at. And if you want to, you know, in terms of music, like, high volume views, you know, this play does kind of make sense in that sense.
But also makes no sense, because Facebook, I just think Facebook's really trying to be the everything kind of website or social platform, and I think they need to like step away and realize what people use it for and just kind of focus on that. And I think they're getting lost, and I don't know. I just think do people want, nobody wants this except maybe the record labels, but
I don't know because it also just seems so counterintuitive. Like, it's a music video, but it's going to autoplay without the music. Or maybe Facebook's autoplay is now going to play audio. Because I have that right? Like, you're like,
which would be terrible. That would be terrible. That's like those really shitty GeoCities sites that you would go on in 1998, and the music would just come blaring out of your speakers, and you couldn't find the control to mute it.
Right.
It's a terrible
you
idea.
You didn't know where it was coming from, where audio.
Terrible idea.
It's just a mess. It's a mess. So, anyway.
And the other side of the coin, I can't speak to bandwidth in the United States, but internet bandwidth is expensive here in Canada, and we rarely have, like, unlimited bandwidth connections, especially on mobile. It's really expensive. And this autoplay crap on your Facebook app, it just like racks up your mobile data usage, and it's not even shit that you want to see. Like, it's just terrible.
It'd be one thing if you chose to see it, but now, like, and another thing that doesn't make sense to me is if Facebook is offering, or if the claim is that, you know, Facebook is going to be offering more in ad revenue to music video to the labels than Vivo. Where are those ads going to exist? Are they just suddenly going to cut the labels into their general ad revenue? Or are they going to still put ads on top of these music videos?
Because they're just going to have 10 times the Beats Pills.
Yeah, right. But or because essentially these videos are ads. If they're coming in your newsfeed and you didn't... sorry, I just laughed because I said coming in your newsfeed and I'm such a child. If somebody's
that autoplay video, I would be okay with.
Yeah, somebody. Oh my god! If a video is being put in your Facebook newsfeed that you didn't choose, there, your friends didn't share, and nothing you interacted with has shared, that is an ad already. That's an ad. Whether it's
Yeah, absolutely, and it has the intent of promoting a sale. It's definitely
totally.
An ad.
So, you know, like, where is that revenue going to come from? I guess the only thing that makes sense is, to me, like, in just speculation, is that it would come from just the general of Facebook ad sales. So, like, somebody's advertising, you know, their restaurant's Facebook fan page, and some of that money's going to Taylor Swift. Who knows? This is interesting. It is really interesting. Like, you know, all these articles and all these, like, video and audio streaming services and all these websites are trying to share, you know, trying to leverage music videos to add validity to their service and add exclusivity to their service. And, you know, it comes with a lot of speculation for us to kind of like try to figure out what that means and where that's going. But I think it's something that's really kind of worth paying attention to as it's happening, because it's something, right? Like, more and more music videos are, you know, getting these hot, like, really high number view counts. I mean, Taylor Swift's Blank Space was released in less than a year ago, and it's at 1 billion views, and that is huge. The fact that it, you know, And I think the fact that it's not on Spotify, you cannot listen to Blank Space on Spotify for free. So the only place someone who didn't buy the Taylor Swift album can listen to Blank Space is in her music video. And, you know, I think that contributes a lot to the view count. And I think you're going to continue to see music videos reaching these large view numbers. Other forms of video media peter out, but music videos kind of carry forward, partially because of the song. And, you know, if you just start throwing empty views into that bucket that don't have the song associated to it, I can't see the true benefit to the record labels, like, is it really just so you get, like, a cut of Joe's Rib Shack advertising on Facebook? Like, it just seems like a weirder play. It makes a perfect sense for Facebook, but it seems like an interesting choice for record labels to me.
And I think, Doug, I think there's some one thing that I've noticed. Maybe you'll agree, but more so now than ever. It seems like labels and big record executives and stuff, there's some confusion about what a music video does or what it's for, what the purpose of a music video right. is. And this move by Facebook to just cram them in here, I think that's taking it to the next level. It's just showing that a lot of these business-minded individuals, they really don't get what a music video is, who's watching it, why they're watching it. I mean,
yeah,
someone
it's like
who goes and watches
it in my face, right?
Someone who goes and watches Blank Space is almost definitely a fan of Taylor Swift, and they want to see that video or hear that song. But just to like cram this into, you know, some grandma who's trying to play Farmville into her like news feed, it's like ridiculous. She's not going to discover Taylor Swift and find her new favorite artist.
Yeah, no,
it's
you're
not
right.
going to happen.
You're right.
There's some confusion.
It's who knows what they'll end up doing. Like if you want to get into video, it definitely makes sense to try to get music videos, like, because that's what people clearly are interested in watching on the internet the most.
Yeah, that's the only thing they're getting right, is that music videos are definitely popular. They've gotten, everyone can agree, that's been...
And you got to do something different, right? You can't just get the music videos and then be like, well, we've got them, people are going to come watch them now. Like, you got to do something that tells people that they don't get it from the sources that they're already getting it from, because it's there. You're still not going to pull anybody away by just having the music videos. So I get that Facebook wants to try to do more with them and do something different with them than what Vevo is doing. But Vevo does autoplay. If I go and watch Blank Space on Vevo right now, it's going to play a Miley Cyrus video or another Taylor Swift video or a Katy Perry video next. You know, they're doing a different form of autoplay that still
a more
is like,
logical one, I would say.
Well, one that is just one that you're getting more from your viewer, because the viewer went to a place where they want to watch music videos versus like going to Facebook where they want to do one of a million things. And likely right now, if somebody in their head is like, I want to go watch a music video, I want to look up into information about my favorite artists, they're not going to Facebook. And so, you know, it's all speculation. It does very few of these moves ever really make sense to us at the podcast level. But I think it's worth it. Like I said, all this stuff's definitely worth paying attention to.
And more so now than ever, music videos are more of an on-demand experience where, like you said, you seek out the video you want to watch. If Facebook's going to premiere a music video, how the fuck am I going to be sure that I can see it? I'm just going to have to like wait in my feed until this premiere like comes up between up. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Fun. And I guess, you know, just to tack on the tail end of this conversation, iTunes Music. That's what it's called, right? No. Apple Music? What the fuck is it called?
Apple Music.
Apple Music. Apple Music is Apple's new streaming service, and they've moved part of Apple Music is they've moved all of the music videos on iTunes that you used to have to pay for. You can now view them through Apple Music, and this week, two music videos premiered on Apple Music. One for Pharrell. Do you know the name of the song?
The Pharrell song?
Yeah.
No, but I can quickly find that. That's the internet.
That's the internet. That's
Apple Music. It is called Freedom.
Freedom. Knew it. So a song called Freedom costs $2. which is fun. Because if you don't have Apple Music, in order you can watch his Pharrell video right now, but it'll cost you $2. And we did not think that was an investment worth making here at IMVDB. We've got $2. I could swipe a credit card right now and get $2 brought to me. I don't know how money works, but I don't. I didn't watch it. Haven't decided to watch it, even though Kanye West tweeted about it. So Kanye's watched it, but that happened. Who else? There was another one.
Yeah, that one. The other one made me angry. It sent me on a little bit of a rant on Twitter about this whole exclusive premieres. But it was a Best Coast video for Feeling Okay, and I really wanted to see this, but I didn't want to create
an Adam. Apple you did music. You did a Twitter rant.
I did. It was 3-4 tweets and just about anger. And
what, I had an what angry. What kind of interactions did these tweets get?
None.
For Adam tweets a lot.
Yeah, these were self fulfilling. A Twitter rant just for me. It was like an angry journal writing.
We'll link to those tweets in the show notes.
We should.
We definitely will. So that's it. Those are the things that have happened in the world of people trying to premiere music videos in weird places. And people trying to force you to watch them when you haven't decided to.
This is the thing too, Doug, and this is what makes me so upset. For all the multitude of ways that we now have to watch a music video, all the sites and different services that are hosting all these music videos, there still occurs actually quite often times where I can't watch the music video that I want to watch.
Right.
And that's not that should not exist. That should be, you know, a thing of like it's insane. Yeah. It really upsets me. Geographic restrictions and signing up for crappy streaming service. It's bad.
Well, we'll work through it together. Watch this space, because we will continue to cover the world of weird music video premiere locations and people trying to put walls around them. So keep paying attention to it. But I think it's time for us to get popping into some of the videos that have been released this week, because there are some real cool ones. And so we should discuss them. I think we should start with... Is it Yugi and Skrillex? Yogi? Yogi and Skrillex, featuring Pusha T, Moody Good, and Trollface. And the song is called Burial, and it's directed by Grant Singer, who's been a guest on this podcast, and who's kind of been on a roll this year. He's made some really fantastic videos. One for Vic Mensa that was great. One for The Weeknd that was great, that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And this burial video is really great. It might be my favorite from the bunch. Why don't you, Adam, tell us a little bit about what happens in this video?
Okay, so in this video, we basically follow a group of angry males, these guys are up to no good. They also have some creepy masks on, and I think at the beginning what they're doing is vandalizing a barbershop where I believe Pusha T is getting his hair braided.
He is, and they are.
Yeah, and so in addition to enjoying vandalism, these guys also are kind of I don't know if there's a term for this, but they are very flexible dancers. They can, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a style of dance, but I don't know the name of it. But I've been seeing it around. It's very popular right now, it feels, because I've been seeing it in the internet.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like I can barely just, like, move my arm to, like, pick up, like, a glass. So it's like this kind of movement is pretty impressive to me. Like that there's more than one person in the world that can do this kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. So after this group of guys wrecks up this barbershop. What happens? They go outside.
Yeah, they progress to the street. They have some fun in the street, smashing things. They actually, I think they have ice cream for some reason. And then eventually they encounter...
Pusha T leaves the barbershop.
Right.
Gets into a car.
And then there's a surprising reveal.
Removes his face, which turns out to be a mask. And beneath it is Dennis Rodman. That's a spoiler, I guess. It's such a surprise when watching it in context. So I hope we probably should have warned beforehand that was going to happen.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but hopefully people watch the videos before we talk about them. But, you know, you can live your life. If you live your life in a way that is different than what I just described, then I just spoiled the videos. Anyway, Dennis Rodman is under Pusha T's face, and then Dennis Rodman and these dudes kind of go at it, right? That's kind of like...
Right, a conflict ensues.
A conflict ensues between Dennis Rodman and a bunch of dancing tough guys, and it's awesome. I mean,
it's awesome.
Dennis Rodman, I cannot believe that he's in this video, and then the ending is also pretty epic. I won't spoil everything, just in case.
Let's leave a bit.
We can leave it at the conflict and let folks see where it goes from there. But, gosh, I really love this video. I can actually believe, because Dennis Rodman seems like the type of person where, if you describe something to him and he sent, like, kind of, like, it would be into it, he'll just, like, do it. Like, some people, like, they're just too famous to do certain things, even if they want to. Dennis Rodman does not strike me as that type of person. This opinion might be based on the fact that he, like, went to North Korea and, like, played basketball for Kim Jong-un, or maybe they just chilled. Like, basically, like, the plot of the movie The Interview happened with Dennis Rodman. And I don't really I wasn't paying too much attention to that because it seemed insane. But do you remember that, Adam?
No, I don't remember that, but it does sound insane.
It is insane, and it's real. Like, if you Google that shit, like, Dennis Rodman, North Korea, it's a
just
real thing.
Just picked up on a Sunday afternoon and said, what am I going to do today? And just, like...
Actually, if you just Google Dennis Rodman, Google autocomplete will do Dennis Rodman stats, Dennis Rodman, North Korea, Dennis Rodman age... So he's above age. It's above wedding dress. Like, I feel like Dennis Rodman in a wedding dress was such a big deal when that happened, like, 20 plus years ago or whatever. But that's now the fifth Google result because North Korea knocks it down. But I'm glad. Maybe this video will... No, it's not going to knock down North Korea, but... This is great. Like, I don't really think about the North Korea stuff until the video's over. And then you're like, oh shit, remember that? But during the video itself, like, it's such a mind fuck that Dennis Rodman is below Pusha T's face. And then the video is just, like, what happens after that is so entertaining and action, kind of, like, full of action, that it's not till after that you remember the crazy backstory of what Dennis Rodman has been through as a public figure. But you dig this video, right, Adam, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I do. I think Grant Singer is really proving himself to be very versatile this year. I mean, I first knew him best for all his work with Sky Ferreira, and those videos were excellent, but they were kind of a one note. They were all very similar, like, kind of gritty pop videos with, like, cool colors and stuff. And now he's just showing that, like, he's got all these crazy concepts, and he's really, like, experimenting with all kinds of different ideas, working with bigger artists, and still kind of maintaining that cool creative flow that he's got going right now. He's really hot right now.
This the Skyfarer, the early 2012 Skyfarer stuff, which is stuff that I love a lot. I don't know if I would describe it as one note, but it's very performance.
They're very similar videos. They fit together as a collection.
Like, it was very performance heavy. The Sad Dream video is a little bit more narrative. But then the stuff that he did with Skyfarer later on, like the stuff in 2013 and 2014, you start to kind of see him furthering to develop kind of like a style. And I think, yeah, this year, like, he's really kind of feels like he's found something and is really on a roll. We've been fans of Grant for a while now, but yeah, this last year has been really, really strong.
And not to take away from those Skyfarer videos, they're awesome. They were like some.
Yeah,
of the
no,
coolest.
That's not at all. But like you know, right. I mean, like we paid like really close attention to music video directors, and it's hard not to like recognize a growth when somebody's been working kind of at a high level in the form for 3-4 years. You definitely start to recognize a progression over that time. And this is what I'm really excited about. Like, it's his work has really developed into really great stuff. He's been having a really great year. And this is one, like I said, one of my favorite. So that's cool. That's a fun one. What's the next one we should talk about? Should we talk about our boy Tim Hendricks? Can't You See?
Let's do it.
By Skylar Spence. What happens here?
This video is insane. this video follows the romantic pursuit of an office employee for his female coworker. Without giving away too much, there's kind of these moments where he's kind of a nerdy fella, and he kind of goes through these crazy transformations to like this super cool version of himself, and then we get these crazy Tim Hendricks style visual effects that are really off the wall and hilarious. For these moments, they ride an invisible motorcycle at one moment, and then there's kind of a surprise later. Well, it was a surprise for me anyway, in that we discover that the cool alter ego is actually like a physical a second version of him, and then the things kind of build from that. I don't know if I want to give away the whole thing.
No, we don't have to give it away. I think so. Tim's another guy that we've been, he's been on this podcast and we've been paying attention to his work for a while and we've always really enjoyed it. But I think this is probably my favorite. I'm giving a lot of favorites out tonight. But, this is a Tim Hendricks video that I think he really nails because I think Tim is super talented and he is like not afraid to just kind of go for it, and sometimes they're like, I think like nothing is ever too far over the top, but I think that this maybe his last video, which is still really great, but that one with the llama or whatever, that is over the top, but it's cool. Like, I think this one kind of nails the right tone, and I think all of the effects in this video are really, really sharp. And like Tim, works himself to the bone in all of his for all of his videos on the VFX side. We've kind of discussed that a bit on the podcast when we had him on. But like in this video, everything feels very, very polished and very, very sharp, and it all like fits into this crazy story, and that's why I really kind of enjoyed this video a lot.
Yeah, it's actually really I really like the casting of the male and the female leads. They're both really great. They really take ownership of these parts. Right. Yeah, it's wild. There's a lot, really. There's a lot that happens that they fly with an umbrella through some fireworks and they land on a cloud. That's another thing that happens. It's very cool.
Tim is definitely pretty. His videos can be pretty relentless at times, in a good way. Like, they just keep coming at you. And this is definitely one of those. But every time that he throws something at you in this video, I feel like it's able to kind of elevate the story a little bit. So each new kind of, like, bit of craziness that gets introduced, it brings the story to a place that, like, makes you more interested in what's happening next. And, you know, it does that in a really great way. Like, the stuff is so crazy, or I don't want to keep using the word crazy. The stuff is, like, so just, like, I guess crazy's fair. That you're going to be, like, interested in watching any of this stuff. Like, it's just so, like, visually stunning and wild that all of the videos are entertaining. All of his videos are entertaining enough to kind of keep watching. But, you know, I think the storytelling in this Skylar Spence video, you know, kind of really, really kind of puts it together. So fun video, right?
Absolutely.
Super fun. Which guy in this video are you?
I'd have to say, I don't know. I'm like a third guy. I'm somewhere in between these two guys.
You're neither of these guys. Okay, fair enough. Which girl are you?
There's only one.
Wait, what? No, there's a second girl.
Oh, wait, there is the blonde at the end.
Right? Yeah, we don't have to say what happens to her, but there's a second girl at the end.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about her.
So which one?
Well, she's the slightly more awkward one, I think. She's the one that...
Maybe? I don't know. Anyway, don't answer this. Stop. Don't answer this question.
This is getting
weird. Don't answer what girl you are. So let's talk about this video that I'm going to let you try to pronounce the name of.
Okay. So this is the artist. Well, that sounds like a French name, so I think I've got that down. Nicolas Gaudin. Would okay. be the artist. And the song title, which sounds German to me, Wiederstehe durch der Sünde, or something like that.
It definitely looks German. The word looks German. The way you said it sounded German. And I could... Wiederstehe durch der Sünde. How did I do?
You did good. We each together got it right.
Right. I didn't try to read it. I just tried to emulate what you did. So anyway, this crazy named video is about zombie surfers, right? Is that like a really simple way to talk about it, like to describe this video?
That's the only way to describe this video. And it also is the only video of its kind, I would venture.
Is it? Have you ever heard? Have you? You can't. No other zombie surfer music videos come to mind.
None.
So what you might be thinking about when you just hear zombie surfers isn't quite what you get with this video, because right. this isn't like super campy or like nightmare. Or Nightmare. Night of the Living Dead, or, you know, like some of these, like, just like super gory zombie stuff. Like, these zombies are, like, cool, and this video has, like, a very interesting vibe to it.
It's like art house zombie surfers.
Art house zombie surfers, doing cool surf tricks, like, like, I don't know, I really liked the mood and kind of the vibe of this video and the way it felt.
Absolutely.
And just the kind of, like, matter-of-factness of some of it. Like, the dude, like, there's one part where there's, like, three surfboards all with shark bites, and then there's a zombie standing with them with a shark bite, too, and he's kind of just, like, standing there with the surfboards, and it's just, like, a shot of them, of that, just like them standing there, and it kind of holds on it for a bit, and you just get to see these bite marks, and it's super surreal. It's got some like dreamy elements. The whole thing kind of feels very dreamy, actually. But there are moments where the dreaminess really gets kind of cranked up, where they're kind of like around the fire and stuff like that. But I really enjoyed this video, directed by The Sacred Egg, who I don't know, directing duo, I believe The Sacred Egg are. They did that URL Badman Lily Allen video, which is great, and also that Stand For video by Ty Dolla $ign, which I really like. But this one really, yeah, this video was really interesting. It felt really unique to me, and really kind of fresh, and I really liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually it's a beautiful video, given that you know, this is something that could, in terms of tone, could be executed in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, right, totally.
And they just kind of do, you know, like it's like you said, surreal, dreamy, very beautiful. It's shot in black and white too, we should mention, which adds to kind of that indie film feel, I would say.
Yeah, and I don't know the exact aspect ratio of this, but it's also like kind of full frame, you know, not widescreen aspect ratio too, which kind of adds to that feel.
I just say square or rectangle. That's the limit of my.
And also the zombie kind of makeup is really interesting too.
Yes.
The black and white kind of lends itself to that, because like they're not like green or something, but they seem almost white, like chalk white, and but just like bruised and cracking. And they're, you know, because they're in like bathing suits and the, you know, no shirts and stuff, and so you really like their skin is really exposed, and it's real gross but real cool,
and maybe well. more skeletal than the zombies that we're used to seeing. These don't look like the Walking Dead zombies. They very much have like no eyes, and you can see like the nose holes and stuff. They're very skeletal looking.
You almost feel like they're like they've died on this beach or something, maybe, because like you see the zombie,
sure.
You see the zombie with the shark bite, and maybe that's how that dude died, and like maybe the one, like maybe the, some of these people, like, you know, they almost look like they've been cooked or something, right? Like cooked by the sun, and their skin is kind of, you know, cracking away and fading away, and they're all like emaciated almost, and looking and thin, like you said, kind of skeletal. So, you know, maybe, because it's fun, like, some of them are, like, you know, they're wearing, like, bathing suits, but like, they're, like, Hawaiian-themed or whatever, like, very tropical like, clothes that they're wearing and stuff, so, and they're, like, hanging out, like I said, by a fire and with beach towels and stuff, so, and it's just a really interesting vibe.
Yeah, you're definitely right, though. They definitely have died. The opening shot is actually
right.
The cemetery crosses along the beach. So
right. Yeah,
something has happened to these surfer dudes.
Yeah. I love it a lot, though. This video is really cool. Sweet. So I think we should do one more. I think we should talk about one more music video.
We saved the best for last.
We saved the best for last, and we didn't do the. We forgot to do the segue that we set up in the when we were talking about.
We're good. We foreshadowed it. It's
still a segue. 45 minutes later, and this is a video for "Game On" by Waka Flocka Flame featuring Good Charlotte, and that is what I said. I said Waka Flocka Flame featuring Good Charlotte. I did not look for a director of this video, although I'm sure there is one, and we will have that credit soon, but I don't have it for you now. But it was an interesting project for whoever directed it, because this video is about 75% clips from the film Pixels, in which this song is on the soundtrack for. So Adam, in addition, why don't you walk us through the rest of this video beyond the clips from the movie?
Well, I think first you have to have an idea of what the premise of Pixels is.
Right.
I don't know for sure what it's about, but I have an idea. I believe that a city is under attack by 8-bit video game characters, and Adam Sandler is in the movie, apparently. I see him in the clips.
He is.
And so what we see are clips from this movie where video games have come to life, such as Frogger and Pac-Man and characters like that, Atari characters. And then we have a little bit of performance from Waka Flocka Flame and Good Charlotte interwoven into these clips of the movie.
And just they're performing in
Black Room.
Yeah, Black Room with these video game things.
With the video. Yeah, absolutely.
So what makes this worth talking about is that it exists, that there is a song with Waka Flocka Flame featuring Good Charlotte. Movie soundtracks have always kind of make these weird pairings of artists. Like the Lego Movie lead song, Everything is Awesome. The version on the soundtrack, and I think maybe the version of the movie, is Tegan and Sarah and The Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Is who made that song, which is like a pairing that, in my head, like, maybe those people would have be friends, but like I wouldn't have originally thought of them making a song together. And then the song that came out is like nothing like either of those artists' songs.
Right.
And so Game On is a very interesting pairing too. Good Charlotte does not, and Waka Flocka Flame do not seem like people who would be making music together normally, but they do for this, and they kind of are just doing them in this video. Like,
there's no collaborative effort here.
No, I mean, they're in some shots together, but essentially they're just like being themselves. Flocka's got his shirt off in, you know, a quarter of his shots, maybe a third, and still just letting you know that, you know, this is his world. And I also love that this is a Waka Flocka Flame featuring Good Charlotte, and not like and or something, you know, like they put this out as Waka Flocka Flame as the front, and he's like alone in the music video thumbnail. Like, they're trying to push this as, here's the new Waka Flocka Flame song, it seems. And it's Pixels. It just so, like, the fact that this is in the world, is, it just like screams, this is the exact type of thing that kind of comes out of soundtracks from bad movies, and it's real, really fun, worth recognition and discussion.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, will you go see Pixels on opening weekend?
Nope. No, I won't. I'm not going to see it at all. I haven't seen an Adam Sandler movie since Punch Drunk Love, and I think I stopped at the right place.
Yeah.
I think I stopped at the right one.
I agree.
But I think that's it. I think there was some fun news. There's some other great music videos that have come out this week beyond the four that we just talked about here on the podcast. And you can find those by going to the Internet Music Video Database, which you can find at imvdb.com. And there you're going to find a ton of music videos. On the homepage, you're going to have, you know, the best music videos of the past couple of months. You're going to have the best music videos from this week. You're going to have the newest music videos. And you're going to have the most popular music videos. They're all going to be there for you. So if you're interested in good, cool, or popular, or new music videos, imvdb.com homepage is your place, because they're all there. And if you want to hear about specifically, if you want to see specifically the music videos that we talked about in this podcast, you can go to imvdb.com/podcast, and you'll go to episode 161, and that's where you'll find the links and the videos that we talked about on this episode. And you'll also find a link to my to an outdated Twitter handle for me, which we'll fix. And if you're listening to this podcast on, you know, SoundCloud and you'd like to listen to it on iTunes instead, go ahead and go on over to iTunes and subscribe. Subscribe to it. Some call it subscribe, but I call it subscribe. I wonder if podcasts are on Apple Music. Who knows? Probably not, because they're free anyway. And if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, and you feel like listening to it on SoundCloud, you could do that too. That would be a weirder direction to go. And I think that's it. Anything else? Anything else, Adam, that you want to share with the folks before we say bye to them?
No, Doug, I think we did it. I think we will get everyone to tune in next week for some more.
There's going to be more, and we'll talk about it next week. There'll be 11 new places where music videos premiere, in which
you'll have to pay $2 this week.
Next week, all of the videos that we talk about will cost money to watch, and maybe we will actually pay them. But you the only one way to find out, and that's to tune in next week. So we'll see you guys then. Welcome to the 160th. Let's try this again. Welcome to the 161st. Maybe I won't say that word.